The theme this year is securing the skies, past, present and future. As far as the past is concerned, it's the Battle of Britain 75th anniversary. So we will have a mass fly past of, depending on whether all of them are working at the time, something around 18 aircraft, a mixture of Hurricanes, Spitfires, the only flying Blenheim, and two Bouchon, which is the ME-109 lookalike. And together, you probably haven't seen the same number of warbirds in the sky at any one time since the filming of the Battle of Britain film. So that was in the 1960s. So you're very excited about that. But yeah, we're securing the skies then, but we continue to secure them today. You hear in the news every day almost of a typhoon going up and intercepting a Russian bear coming in, that, you know, getting a bit too close to our airspace. That's what the RAF are doing today, protecting the skies. They will continue to do that looking forward. And you know, we are all very grateful to them for doing it. So really important theme for this year's show.
Some fantastic themes then to enjoy through the 3 days. And you and your team have been busy securing the planes for static and flying displays. So can you give us some of the highlights we look forward to over the 3 days?
Highlights, in addition to the flypast, we've got, of course, the last time that people will see the Vulcan, which is really sad that it is its last flying season, one of the great icons of military aviation. So you know, on the Friday, people will be able to get up close in the pit experience. That's first thing up to the flying display. And then after the flying display, the pit area will be open. You can get up close again. But on Saturday and Sunday, you'll see it fly, and a really special for Sunday, you'll see it fly a demonstration, but also it'll fly in with the Red Arrows as well. So, that's a fitting way of giving it a good salute and a farewell to Riyadh.
Absolutely. We look forward to seeing that one, especially with the Red Arrows and the Vulcan at the same time. It's going to be brilliant. Also this year, obviously, it's the world's largest military air show. Lots of countries participate in the air show. This year, you've got a big contingent from the USA, including the Osprey from the USA Air Force.
Yeah, we are incredibly grateful to the United States Air Force for, firstly, letting us use RAF Fairford. It's their airfield, and they give us permission to run the air show annually. They have had pressures on costs through sequestration over the last couple of years. It's really great to see them back, and we have almost 10 aircraft from them this year. And you're right, seeing the Osprey and the flying display will be a real treat.
Absolutely. Having seen it firsthand in Afghanistan in operation, it is and the mighty beast of a plane / helicopter. It's quite incredible. It's also, of course, a great support once again from the RAF, a good contingent of planes to look out for.
They are. It was interesting. My first show was last year. I was shadowing my predecessor, and Afghanistan was beginning to, they were going to draw down. So all of the large transport aircraft were being used to ferry the equipment and the troops back from there. This year, we will see a lot more large aircraft from the RAF on the static display, as well as now seeing them in the flying display. But it's more than that. All of their special paint schemes, the anniversaries, they're all coming. We have a RAF village, an area on the display showground where they're going to have an A400 at the centerpiece. And do you know what? The RAF is much more than just aeroplanes. It's what the RAF do in support of all of the aeroplanes and how they get them in the air and how they look after them. So it'll be a fascinating exhibit, and I would encourage everybody to go and see the RAF village. But the RAF have done a brilliant job in supporting us this year, real hats off to them. This is going to be a fabulous show for the RAF and every one of them.
The Royal Air Force Charitable Trust Enterprise, this is what it's all about, raising money for their a real key role, isn't it, the RAF Charitable Trust?
It is, and it's a particular favourite of mine, and one of the reasons I took the job. I was a cadet and I got a RAF flying scholarship, which meant that they paid to get me to have 30 of the 35 hours I needed to get a private pilot's license. We focus on interest in aviation and youth. We have spent committed just short of £1 million on gliding simulators for the air cadets. Really focused in that. But guess what? They also support flying scholarships. So for me, it goes full circle. So, very important charity and very important for the future of this country.